News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a personal trainer has criticised parents who are requesting training sessions to have their children as young as 10 to get fit in the gym. Pat Henry of Henry Fitness Centre joins me now on the line. Pat, 10 years old seems fairly extreme. Is that really happening that much?
It is happening, and unfortunately the parents are encouraging their children to, I think, exercise too much. Certainly, I think children should not be in the environment of a gym. They should be out playing with other children, playing sports like, you know, hockey or Gaelic or whatever it may be, and doing rugby. I think in the gym environment for a child 10 years of age, I even think children of 14 years of age shouldn't be in the gym. We take children at 16 and no younger than that, but we had a client in with a 10-year-old daughter, and the young child looked fantastic, and the parent wanted a trainer for 3 days a week. Like, not only would it cost an awful lot, but the child didn't need a personal trainer. She needed to play with other children.
Why do you take no one under the age of 16?
I just don't think it's a suitable environment for a child. I think weight training for a child certainly it's not suitable for them. I think their bones are only settling in, their hormones are settling in. And I think at 16 is a good age to start. 14 to 12 and 10 and so on is way too young to have a child even doing any form of exercise with weights. It's one thing doing the dance class, that's different. But even in an aerobic class, some of them are using weights, and children, I don't think, should be using weights at that age, but it's not good for them. And I think the body image as well.
On that issue that not being good for them, because look, you know lots more about human physiology than I do, but I was speaking to someone who works in this area last night, and they were saying, look, that used to be the school of thought, but actually the consensus now is that, you know, obviously you don't want to see a 15-year-old in doing weights to get a six-pack or just to look good on the beach or something like that. But that there's all this evidence that actually, you know, in terms of injury prevention long-term, the guy who's playing minor hurling and keeps pulling his hamstring, the way you stop that is when he was 14 or 15 and those hamstring problems first started appearing is it's proper gym program, it's proper resistance training. And this person sent me like British Medical Journal stuff from FIFA. Actually, they did a huge big 11-plus survey around the world. The GAA did their own on 15-year-olds. Yeah. And it all found actually resistance training is great for 14 and 15-year-olds.
Yeah, but resistance training at certain levels, I mean, a lot of the resistance training they're talking about is using your own body weight. That's a huge different story. I mean, gymnastics for children, I think, is one of the best exercises that any child could do, boy or girl. And they found that. I've worked in America. I've worked in a lot of the schools as well. And I found that a lot of the kids now, because they're starting using weights, one thing is using weights, using light weights, I would agree with that. But when they start using heavy weights, and boys in particular, we'll start increasing the weights. You'll start using a very heavy bench press, very heavy squats. There's one school in town at the moment, I won't mention where, and there are 3 lawsuits in against the school from 14 to 15-year-olds using weights. 2 of the boys had to have their discs removed with laminectomies from damaged discs from using heavy weights. Because boys in particular will start increasing the weights because that's the way they are. So if one guy can do 200 pounds, someone will try and do 240. If it's not under instruction or instruction, they end up getting injured. And what is happening out there for certain. Just check with the physios.
So some resistance training, absolutely, mostly body weight. Some light weights, depends on the person, depends on what you're doing. But you're saying, look, there's kids out there doing huge weights that don't need to be. Are these, you don't want to mention the school. These are rugby schools, aren't they?
Well, one of them is a rugby school. The other one is just a general school that has a very, very good gym. But, I mean, the gyms in the school, I mean, we put some gyms in some of the schools and we give them instruction, and then they have their instructor going in, their strength and conditioning coach. But, I mean, strength and conditioning coaches, I think the results to that, they have to get the results. So, therefore, they put, the children through too much training, overtraining, certainly, in the rugby. They're training sometimes 5 or 6 days a week. Then they're doing gym sessions. Then they're doing the homework. Then they're playing a match. The body needs time to repair. And all the research is out there. It's saying that you need repair. Even the top athletes in Colorado University, they specialize in all of the top athletes in the world. they found now that they're trying to get the top athletes to stop training so much because they're getting injured.
And Pat, how much of a problem, you mentioned, say, some of the coaches, how much of a problem, though, are rugby parents?
I think
who are pushing the parents in, yeah.
I think they're worse. They're pushing the kids beyond their limits. I've seen some of the children who are really, really good rugby players, you know, in school, and now they're in their 30s, and the injuries they have is incredible. Knee problems, back problems, shoulder problems, big thick necks, that they're having neck problems, because the lads now playing rugby are very, very strong. And when some of these hits happen to you on the pitch, you can really feel it big time. And I think the parents are pushing the kids too far. Some of the parents are reliving their youth in their children by pushing them into gyms to get stronger so they get ahead of the posse, so they get picked for the junior team, get picked for the senior team. And it's a very, very hard competition. And if your child is not picked for the senior team, it can be sort of hurtful for the children, but the parents take it equally as hard.
All right.
Well, so I think you've got to be really, really careful. And if a child is 15 and going to a training program, make sure they get proper instruction. That's my point. Give them instruction that's suitable for their body. Some children are very, very skinny. They'll never have the build to play rugby.
Yeah.
If you have a frame that will handle weights and handle getting pushed around on a rugby pitch, great. But if you don't, don't try and make a racehorse out of someone that's not going to be able to do it.
All right. Pat Henry, one of the owners of the Henry Fitness Centre. Pat, thanks a million for speaking to us. Look, I'm really interested to hear some views of parents out there. I doubt any parents are going to text in admitting that they are a pushy parent saying, I force my kid to do it. But maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you're a parent who says, look, I'm a parent of one of those skinny kids. He sees his friends doing the weights. He's desperate to get in there and do them too.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's body conscious as well. Doing weights at 15, I used to have to jump around the shower to get wet when I was that age.